What have you seen from the Jaguars in terms of improvement?
Same thing I seen the first time. They want to run the ball downhill. We got to stop the run.
Both these franchises a year ago, the situations were much different. How strange is it to kind of see where they are now, just to turn things around this quickly?
They picked up a lot of people in the offseason. They got a great defense. We got to go in there and bring our A game. We got to be physical. It's going to be a physical game.
Tough as this season been on you? You mentioned some frustrations and how difficult it's been, but you know, how hard has it been to experience this? You're not used to losing?
No, I'm not, man, but I don't want to get used to it either, so try to put this one behind us. You know, can't make the playoffs now, but we got to finish strong and try to get ready for Jacksonville and still looking for that win and hopefully go down there and get it.
I know you're disappointed in the record, but can you at least be proud of the work you've done? And you're setting career highs in like so many categories, and every coach is like, he's a game changer, and like people are raving about you. Can you take pride in that?
Oh, all the time. I take pride in that. Regardless of what our record is, I go out there every week and try to perform at a high level for this team and for myself. Something I take pride in.
Do you feel like this is the best you've ever played?
I think I can get better. I still think I can get better. Last year I was good. Everybody asked me, is this the best you? I said I was going to get better next year. I think I'm pulling that out, having a better season. So, yeah, I think I'll be better next year.
You get excited about that you've continued to improve?
Getting better. Yeah, I get excited about it because I know my potential, and I'm going to just keep improving year in and year out as long as I stay healthy.
People talk a lot about potential with you, but the fact is you're starting to meet it and exceed mm-hmm. your potential. Is that exciting for you?
Oh, it's very exciting. I put a lot of work in after my injury to get back out there and work extremely hard last year to be better than I was the year before. I'm going to go do the same thing this offseason.
Sack number 10, you're still chasing that one.
Huh? Yeah, I know, man. I'm hitting the quarterback, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, man. It's going to come. Just keep playing.
Can't even know it's physical every week. Mm-hmm. What's different about what Jacksonville does, and how do you kind of match that?
They really trying to lean on their defense, pick the ball, make us try to make turnovers, exactly what we did the year before. You know, lean on that strong defense and, you know, try not to make turnovers and, you know, just bottle to keep the game tight and try to push out in the end. So, just got to bring our game, man. We've been physical all season. We just ain't finishing the games like we need to.
When you have four quarterback hits, are you frustrated that you were just a little bit too late to get the sack?
Very frustrated. I missed one in the last game, but I was hitting them, man. I was putting pressure on them. Trying to make plays. You know, teams look for me all the time, so I'm always getting extra guys or something, but it's part of the game. Just get ready for this week.
Despite the difficulties, it looks like you guys continue to play hard and be competitive. How much is that, Coach O'Brien? How much is that the pride you guys have, too?
I think that's just us taking pride in ourselves. I don't really care about all of that other stuff. I take pride in myself. The minute I step on that field, it's really just, you know, the name on the back. So, it's not no coaching. I think every guy here take pride in that, just being good for themselves, not nobody else. I never really come out and play this game for all of that.